Listen carefully. You hear that? That is the sound of Krakow. So I'm currently strolling down a dark alley, not dodgy, just dark alley in Krakow, one of my favorite cities in Poland. My name is Wander Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. Man, I love being in this city. It's a little bit wet, just rained a little bit, and went to a quick coffee shop to grab a little bit of a caffeine fix. And I'm off to a quick early evening meeting to prepare for a workshop we're hosting tomorrow. And everything is at the moment going and on plan. Train trip was really good. I always enjoy taking the train. It's just always like a good place to do a bit of work and just sit a little bit and spend a bit of time with yourself. It made me think, and I want you to think a little bit, of moments in time where you are the most present. I actually sat and thought about it in the train. And it was a difficult one for me. The last 3 years, it was been a busy time, and I haven't really thought about being present. And I think what it means to be present is to be 100% in the moment. And not being present doesn't mean that, in my opinion, that you don't care or you are completely distracted. It's just that a lot of things are going on. And I sat and thought about, when am I at the most present? And to be honest with you, for me, it's when I'm on my motorcycle and I'm on a long extended road trip. One of those that I've done in South Africa where I'm on the road for 4 days and the only thing I can really focus on is the road, the environment, and driving and controlling this motorcycle. It's kind of a moment of zen for me. I wonder what yours are. Like, when are you most present? In a way, walking in this little dark park on my way to back to my hotel, I think I'm present. I think that I need to be more present for my family, more in the moment. There's so many distractions these days. Something to think about. Then also, as per this podcast, The Extraordinary and Ordinary, I just wanted to talk briefly about my experience coming to Krakow, because I tend to be sometimes a little bit on the negative side, and this is the reason I'm doing this on a daily basis. And when I arrived at my hotel, before I went out for coffee, I thought about what can I talk about for the show, and I realized that in the space of 15 minutes arriving in Krakow, I had 2 engagements with people who don't know me but were fundamentally and totally friendly and open to life. First one was a taxi driver who picked me up and immediately wanted to know where I'm from and if I enjoy Poland and where I'm going and what I'm doing here. But with a very friendly and engaging tone, which made me really feel excited and wanted to know what he was doing. And then his wife phoned and he was asking for the key and the klucz, it's a key in Polish. And it made me think that this man has also got a family and all kinds of interesting things happening in his life. And then when I arrived at the hotel, the Polish lady who checked me in immediately picked up my accent. First of all, she thought I was American. I forgave her and we had an awesome chat. And she was super excited to check me in and tell me about all the amenities and the room and even invited me to go up to the shared kitchen because it's kind of a hostel space, and advised me or gave me advice that I need to wake up early to see the sunrise, because apparently when the sun comes up over Krakow, that is definitely the place to be. So maybe tomorrow morning, if there's enough time, I'll jump across with a coffee in my hand and see the sunrise over Krakow. Now that is an extraordinary thought. So think about it. When are you the most present? Thanks for listening.